Super. So hello and welcome to our Practice Accelerator Retreat Day. And I'm excited to be here with all of you today to help you move the needle on what you really want in your business and what you really need in your business and how we can get you to the point where your business is supporting you rather than you feeling like it's a huge drain and thinking about what other job can I go do instead. So, thank you all for being here. I appreciate you being here on a Sunday. I think this is our last of the retreats for the year, so I really want to make it a good one. And I know earlier on we talked about coming up with some videos and how do you get like that attract your ideal client to go, oh yeah, I want to work with her. Wow, I really understand what she does, and I really understand why it costs what it does to work with her. So Lisa and I were talking about that, like the amount of effort that she puts into each and every person and reviewing all their labs and the amount of time it goes into it, she can't be charging an hour for an initial or an hour and a half or 90 minutes, whatever, for an initial consultation that requires that much back end. So how does she position herself that says, this is why I'm different and this is why it costs more? And Allison, same thing. This is why it costs nothing to go to the NHS, but you're paying it in taxes, of course. And why it costs this much and why we need to work together for this length of time. Does this make sense? Yes? Because I think that, you know, it's a belief system thing. Part of it's a belief system thing. Because believe me, I used to have it. And it was just coming to the point of, wait, like Lisa and I were talking about, these people have been to many practitioners already. They don't know what the heck to do. We can provide some solutions for them. What is that worth, right? You think about all these people out there who, at least in the U.S., I don't know if it's true in Europe, but in the U.S., they pay thousands of dollars to go to watch a World Series game or a playoff game for the football season or something like that. Why? Because they value it. We're going, you're sitting out in the cold watching these men jump all over them. Why do you want to pay thousands of dollars for that? Because they've created this inherent value around why it's important to them. So how do we create that inherent value around them getting their health back and all the things that that means to them and all the time they've wasted over this time and how we can provide something that's different, that's better, and why it's important to pay for it? Does this make sense? Right. But we all come into this with, oh, you know, I'm just teaching them about their diet. It's so easy for me to think about what I teach them. It's not, you know, it's not such a big deal. Why would they want to pay me that much money for it? But in reality, they need to because they need to get their health back. And I know it because we've been doing ERC for, this is the seventh year, right? And every year we get between 30 and 50 people to plunk out multi-thousands of dollars to get help. Right. And every time I'm on a call with them too, I reinforce the value. So yesterday's lab call, some of you might have been on, where I'm, you know, really connecting with each person going, this is what we're going to dig. We're going to find this because this, you know, we can do this together, right? To make that, we are a team and we're going to do this together. That gets over that rush. They want the results right away. You know, you've been dealing with this for a long time and there are solutions and oh my God, look at the mistakes or the holes, like pointing out the holes, not necessarily mistakes other practitioners have made, but these are the holes in the investigative process that have happened. No, you've not addressed what you're eating or how you're thinking or these particular labs or these findings. Like, you know, for example, somebody showed up yesterday with her labs and just by going through our master tracker and marking the little things off to the left, like what does high might mean, what low might mean, polycythemia vera kept coming up. This is a woman who has been dealing with clumping problems and high platelets for over 10 years or at least over 6 years. Nobody could figure out what the heck. Oh, well, you know, we'll just keep monitoring it. And then, you know, they got an urgent call from Helen Hopkins at the lab when she ran it through him. Nobody ever flushed and went through it. And he said the same thing. I think it might be polycythemia vera. We have to look at this. And what did it show up just in the master tracker by her marking which ones were off? Multiple things that might have indicated polycythemia vera. This was missed by the medical community who's supposed to be good at diagnosis and putting people in the right boxes, but they missed it. right? This is the kind of stuff we do because of how thorough we are. And I want, you know, part of today, I want really us to really up level that confidence in the value of what you bring, whether or not you go like Lisa and, you know, spend hours and hours digging into all the labs and all, or you work with them on looking at their medications and their, the interactions between them and what's going on, or you look at what are they doing in their life that's screwing them up and they're looking for needles in a haystack when, you know, it's the coffee and cream and sugar and other stuff that they're eating on a regular basis that because it's organic, they've been led to believe is okay for them. So when we can come up with that confidence in what we have to offer, and it can be scary sometimes. You're going, oh my God, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now that I see that there's polycythemia vera? But looking at this person and looking at her habits, there are some significant habits that need to be done and significant lab tests that need to be done. So I want us today to spend time on whatever you feel like you need to go forward, but I'm going to give some direction based on what I think you need to be shining your best out in the world. And we're going to make some plans, right? And we're going to have some, you know, what, by golly, I don't know. We'll come up with some incentives for you to actually follow through on this stuff because it's so important. And I know the hesitation and I know the foot dragging and I know even where I am now and where I could be, there's a lag because I'm not doing all those things in the gap. Because I'm going off and cleaning up this website or making a better form here or whatever. We all do that. Same crap. Janet laughs, right? We all do that. But my kitchen needs cleaning right now. I'll finish the shine handouts tomorrow. Ah, it doesn't go away, but we learn to be a little bit more incentivizing, you know, to ourselves and how to do it. And you've got to create that big picture, like we teach our clients, right? What's that first thing they need to do? You got to get in touch with the big why, because if they're not, they're going to lily gog along and they're going to. So I want to really go back to some of that today. We have 5 hours together and I really, really want us to go back to what is our own big why, right? That's what keeps me going. Look what my big why is. It's a huge why and I'm getting back to it, right? And the thing is about this, at this last conference, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later, but I went to one of the speakers who had the same like 10 or 15 minutes that I did. And I was really getting into what he was speaking about because it was so good. It was a bright light of fresh air in this conference because he was talking about mindset and he was talking about how important it is and how he starts his patients looking at mindset and their big why. And I'm like, I'm so relating to this, right? And then he got cut off and dragged off the stage because he went over his time. It was like, I want to hear the rest of it. So I talked to him afterwards. But the point was, you know, he just reinforced to me how important this is for us. And one of the quotes that he put out there, and I don't know who says this quote. I wish I said it because I'd love to take credit for it. But whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Right? And I'm seeing some of this going in. You're going, well, she can do it, but I can't do that. She can create this thing because she's got XYZ capabilities or whatever, but I can't do it. And either way, you're going to be right. So let's shift that mindset to know that what you have is so bloody important. We've got to do this. We've got to change this mindset. People are dying every day because we're sitting around cleaning the kitchen and not getting out there and doing what we really need to do. Does this make sense? And your bank accounts are suffering, right? Your bank accounts are suffering. So we got to get past that, right? When I did my first live event, do you think I just got out there and said, I'm going to do a live event and 100 people are going to show up and there's going to be a whole bunch of them that sign up for my program? Oh my God, what if nobody signs up? What if I spent all this money and time and put this together and there's 5 people in the audience? Or maybe there'll be 50 people or 100 people in the audience, but nobody wants my program. What if? Sure, all those thoughts went through my head, but I had to push through it. And that's sometimes we have to push through those uncomfortable moments to get to where we wanted to go. You've all had babies, right? Right? Okay. So if you knew You didn't know that this kid was going to be like the light of your life. You just knew how miserable, uncomfortable it was going to be to go through the pregnancy and push this kid out. And then, you know, and they told you about the terrible twos and the terrible 12s and all that stuff and how your kid might abandon you in later years. And, you know, because they think you're just a doting mom, whatever. Would you have had this baby? But if you knew how hard it was to get there, but you knew like the joy of looking into this baby's arms, eyes, and or the joy of connecting with them when they're a teenager and you think they're impossible, or having them come to you as an adult looking for help and the love, you'd still go through that pain, right? Because you knew what the pleasure was, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same with your business. You are giving birth here, guys. Right? You may be coming from something that was comfortable, working in the pharmacy and filling prescriptions. You can do it in your sleep, right? Going through the motions at NHS. Yeah, it's uncomfortable because you know how much more you could give. But, right, whatever it is, you got to move out of that comfort and into the a bit of the unknown and a bit of that trust and a bit of that, okay, I'm going to do this. And guess what? Like, actors, famous ones. I was talking to my sister whose son is like your Daniel, Allison, you know, a budding actor. And he had these auditions, which he actually got an audition for some big Broadway play, but he didn't make it. And instead of looking at it like, holy shit, I got an audition for a Broadway play. That's huge. He looked at, I didn't make it. Right? We take that on. And most famous actors ask them how many times they got turned down. How many failures did they get before they got the breakthrough, right? And people who do this stuff online, you look at them and you see, oh my God, they're so good. They're so famous. Do you know how much money and time they dumped into it before they got there, before you unlocked it? And it can be that way for you, okay? So I want to help to make that easier for you. I want to help you to outline some of the steps and the next steps. And what's getting in the way? And maybe we talk about some of that and try to, you know, do some breakthroughs on some of that. Because I see every single one of you as having amazing talent. I've been watching your posts on Facebook, Mihaela. Lovely, beautiful. They're wonderful. We just got to get more people to see them. Right? Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to be controversial, because that's what people go for. You know, when I did a conference, a webinar, and said the dangers of paleo and plant-based diets, like, everybody got pissed off, right? What's she going to say about my chosen diet? They all showed up. And I switched it around. Like, yeah, they can all be dangerous, but here's the upsides and here's how to do it right. So how can you be controversial in what you're doing, right? Are you a heart attack waiting to happen? That could get some attention. I've been playing with that idea in my head, right? Because there's so many of them. A couple of people we saw yesterday on the call, one with high platelet count. And no, the one I talked about before was a low platelet count. One with high platelet count and elevated lipids. And what was it? Was one other thing. And I'm like, oh my God, she's a heart attack waiting to happen. I tried triglycerides. I'm like, she's a heart attack waiting to happen. She's got to get this under control. And when I worked, I didn't say you're a heart attack waiting to happen, but in a very kind and loving way, I said, right, this is serious, right? Because the combination of this with this, we've got to get, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, was what she said, right? We've got to get these folks, how do we language it so they realize this is not just, you know, an alternative to my doll every month when the periods are bad. This is like your life. And what that pain is indicative of is something that could be way more serious, that could have you very in very dire straits later on, without using scare tactics, but motivational tactics. Like with the genetics, I know, Mihaela, you're excited about the genetics. How do you use that knowledge in your intro stuff to get people going, oh yeah, right? The genetics is hot right now. Oh yeah, I want to look at that because that could indicate that. And I got to make those changes now because my genetics aren't on my side. So I want us to really go through for everybody. What are some of those controversial things that you can be saying that's going to get attention, get people in the fold, and then you unfold it into an empowerment. We don't want people to feel disempowered. We want to turn them from being these disempowered robot followers that believe everything the pharmaceuticals and the doctors and the General Mills and whoever makes all the crap food says, and turn them into people that are empowered because they know that they can take charge. Is this all making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes? I don't want to be pushing anybody away. I want to be pulling you in. Am I pulling you in or am I pushing Jack? Janet just got close. Yay. Is that okay? Because I just see it and I want to shift it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. That's okay. All right. So first thing I want to do is I want us to each have a check-in time. And the check-in time is you can air your dirty laundry. You can tell me what's up for you. What have you been working on? What's been holding you back? What can you what have you had success with? And what's that last one? What do you feel like you need to get out of the, you know, maybe that inertia thing and move forward? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, just basically a check-in. Where you're at? What's holding you back? What do you need? And what have you done? How can we celebrate it? Because we all look at, like my nephew, right? We all look at what didn't work. But what did work? He got to freaking Broadway to do an audition. How many people actually make it to Broadway to do an audition, right? And how many of those little things have you been doing that are, you know, worthy of you generating those success feelings, okay? So anybody want to start? Probably nobody right now because you all just want to crawl back into bed and go, I don't want to do this. I want to be a little girl again.
I'll do it.
Okay, Mihaela.
All right, so what have I done? Not much. It feels like...
Wait.
Okay.
You've been doing Facebook posts to really good content articles.
Yeah, so
just saying.
Yeah, so I've done. It feels like not much, but I know I have. I improved, and I've also started getting patients. Like people just call me, and I don't tell them I work for free. I just tell them I work for money.
Yay!
And actually, somebody recommended that I do get a physical place, like an office. So I decided to talk to the compounding pharmacist that I work for. And on Tuesday, actually, I had a meeting with him and his wife. And he's like, well, if I let you work out of here, you have to increase your fee. And I'm like... Great. I can do that.
Nice. That's a nice side benefit.
Yeah. So I haven't heard from him yet. I don't have an answer yet. But whatever it is, I'll be glad with whichever answer they have.
And here's the thing, right? If he gives you like, this is the reason why not, mm-hmm. now you have something to think about and to create like your presentation to go in and talk to other offices, whether it's a compounding pharmacist, a functional medicine doctor, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, wherever your services could be of value to them and their patients.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Great.
Oh.
So what have you been struggling with? What did we talk about you working on, your opt-in, your that kind of thing?
Yeah. So I'm still struggling with that. I had... found somebody that said they'll do my website and then they drag their feet. In the meanwhile, I actually talked to someone else who said that we'll do it, but then I dragged my feet. So I didn't send her what she needs.
Okay.
And so I kind of ran out of time because with selling the house, with doing all this stuff that I started doing and, another good thing that happened to me is, the pharmacy job at Emory, the research pharmacist position, she wants me to work from home. So I wake up at 5-6 in the morning and I work till about 10 and then I have the day off.
Whoa.
So I'm excited.
And you love research too. So what?
Yeah. Well, research pharmacy is what that basically means is just that you dispense investigational drugs instead of
Oh, I thought maybe you were investigating like efficacy and all that. Okay.
Right. So we have all kinds of protocols, but I don't even work that. What I used to, I did that for 7 years. And what I do now for her, I pretty much do all her projects, everything that she needs, from protocols to... So I just work from home, basically. I just
nice
the computer. That's all I need. So
that's nice. So then you get some additional steady revenue without having to leave the house and deal with childcare and all that kind of stuff. Cool.
Yeah, because sometimes just to drive there, sometimes they spend about 4 hours in traffic going and coming. So yeah, so I just saved myself that time. And
nice. Well, it sounds like you have a lot to congratulate you for.
Yeah, it's been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. A lot, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So what do you want to be your next steps? If you don't have clarity around that, that's what we'll work on today. Well, what would you think that your next steps would be?
Yeah, so I really think that I really need to get that website up, and especially since I have who to deal to do it. I just need to stop dragging my feet about that one.
So this person will do it still if you get her the stuff you need?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, she's actually a friend of mine. And she says she'll give me the friend's rate. So I'm like, okay, great.
And is this for a full website or is this just to get your opt-ins and thank you pages?
Well, that's the thing because my husband did it in a certain program. So we need to establish whether she can just build on it or she needs to do it all over. So...
Okay. So before establishing that, I'm just going to jump in and get into advice mode right here.
Sure.
Just have her do an opt-in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care what platform it is because it all integrates. You just have a link. It could be on, you know, Joe Schmo's platform over here, but your website ends up over here. The opt-in will still end up working and can always be converted over.
Oh, okay.
So have her start by doing an opt-in, right? Yeah. Have her advise you on what the best to do. I mean, I think, you know, using WordPress or using ClickFunnels or lead pages or, you know, any of a number of things, but ask her what's the best thing and let her know. First thing I want is I want my opt-in up so that I can point things to that and I can just get some traffic and get people downloading my freebie.
Okay.
And then whatever interface you have, MailChimp, right?
ClickFunnel.
Oh, you have ClickFunnel.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. So have her build some ClickFunnels pages. Even if she doesn't know ClickFunnels, she'll learn it in an instant.
Yeah.
Right? And have her build some ClickFunnel pages. And then you have ClickFunnels will keep your database as well?
I think so. Just work that
out with her. Just tell her, I'm just the dumb pharmacist. I don't know anything about the technology, but I do know that ClickFunnels allows me to make opt-in pages. So I want you to create my opt-in page and my thank you page and hook it in so that I can send emails to everybody, follow-up emails to everybody that opts in. And at least get that going. And at least every one of those blog posts, you're going, oh, for more great information, download this. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And then she can create whatever else in the future. That's your top step. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
And then I've been studying a lot of genetics. So I've really spent, I think so far about 30 hours just studying. So
what are you studying? What's your basis?
What is it called? The nutrition? No, hold on. It's right here. The nutrigenetics.
Nutrigenetics.
Research institute. So okay. He has like 13 modules, and he takes every single cycle, like methylation cycle, urea cycle, Krebs cycle, and he talks about every single gene that's involved.
Cool.
Of what we know so far. Obviously, we don't know everything.
Obviously, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
That's very cool. Nutrigenetics Research Institute is what that is.
So what is
good. Good to know because people keep asking me, when are you going to do a course on on nutrigenomics? I'm like, I don't have time to create another course. So I'd rather send somebody, you know, there. Because ours, we have like a lot of hours on there, but I don't go through every single cycle. And Ben Lynch is like, because his stuff is super complicated for the average person. I sit there, I have to like totally focus. And he doesn't get into the practical as much as, you know.
Very practical. So what they do, they actually have, you would actually, instead of doing 23andMe, you could do, use this lab to do your genetics.
Testing. Oh, instead of 23andMe, you use this?
They could do either one. But this one gives you the benefit that they actually look at more genes than 23andMe.
Oh my. Okay, I need to know this. Good.
Yeah, and then what they do, they have a portal where you put your results, you put your symptoms, you put your other labs, and they match them together. So they say, well, okay, so if you feel super tired, your MTHFR is off, and your B12 is low, so these are all connected, and so we recommend this.
Okay, cool. Okay, we'll look into that.
So it's been very fascinating to me. And the first three modules are actually free. So, and then you pay if you want to.
I like that idea because you get people hooked. This is an idea for all of us.
Or scared to death because it's super.
But you're scared, right? But you are, what you're doing is qualifying your clients there, right? Right. So right. You're not going to get the ones that don't want that depth. Because they've seen it. And we can all do that with a free module or $10 get the first module. And then you can qualify. If these guys just want you to give them a list of supplements to take, that's not your person, right? If they just want to know, what should I eat? You know, give me a meal plan. That's not your person.
Yeah.
The person is somebody who wants to look a little deeper, right? So that's a great idea. It's a great idea. Love it. Cool. Okay. Anything else that you want to say? Like, what do you want to walk away with today, at the end of the day?
I think the video part is great. I've done some videos, but I don't think they're the best quality, so I've been hesitating to put them on. And then I've also didn't have the energy to redo them. But
So are you willing to let us look at them and get, right, rather than sitting there with, I don't think they're the best quality, but I don't have the time or energy to redo them. And part of it might be you just don't know what to redo about it. You just don't like it. What if you used the synergy of the group, all of us, to say, this is my first attempt, my lame first attempt, whatever you want to say, right? I'd love some input. That will give us much better than you waiting for you to think it's polished and you put all this effort in and then you go, oh, it's not good after I've just put 20 hours into it. So let's just see, make that first attempt and go, okay, this is my first attempt. What I see is I think I need to change some of it. What are some of the things you see, right? As opposed to this is my finished quality. Annette did that. Unfortunately, Annette can't be here today for something came up, but she did that with her little very impactful first attempt. But I found, I'm like, okay, here's how you can make this better. Right. And it took me literally 5 to 10 minutes to give her some tips on how she could make it better. Her second one was like, holy crap. You know, it was like so much better. So just a few little insights from other people help you to make it better. Cause we don't know what our blind spots, we don't know what's in our blind spots. And that's where other people can point that out. So cool. Okay. Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Who's the next? And hi, Lynn. Welcome. Who wants to go next? Lisa?
Okay. I was saying hi to Lynn, but anyway, I'll go next. Say hi to Lynn. Okay. All right. Well, while I would like to have something out of this session, what I don't want is a very long list of to-dos because my to-dos are so long right now and I need to clear my to-dos. That's the problem. I can't get working on my business because in my business to-do list, my client stuff, you know, the stuff I get paid for, the stuff I'm accountable for, and I feel I don't want a huge amount of things to do. I just need to get a few things done.
One, two, or three?
Well, we could say three. And if I got one of them done, I'd be very happy.
Okay, good. Okay, good. We'll keep it to that. And that's the same thing what I'm finding with our clients, right? Each time, if we give them more than three things to do, somebody just submitted their plan for one of the ERC people, and it was wonderful. But I read it, and I'm like, I didn't know where to start and I felt overwhelmed. And I said, just put this as that this is our long-term plan together. And every time we get together, I'm going to give you 1 to 3 things to do. And here's the first 3 I want you to work on. Yeah. Wouldn't that make life much easier for our clients? Because we go, and you got this wrong and this wrong and this imbalance and that imbalance. And I want you to do this and that and the other thing. And they're like, ah, give me the Cheetos. I'm done. Right.
Yeah. And I've learned that by working with people because they do get overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I do as well. But, you know, I've been working with this company called Hinsa, and it's quite lucrative in the sense that when they have work for me, if I have 2 client face-to-face meetings, I'm paid for 6 to 8 hours, depending on what kind of, 6 hours for 2 client face-to-face meetings. So it's really good money.
That's actually what you got to be doing in your own as well, right? Is getting that kind of, because that's the level of work you do for everyone with them. You're 2 behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. But they are, at the moment, there's nothing in the pipeline. So I just saw the last client yesterday, and I have to do a research thing for our science group that I have to turn in today. And after that, there's nothing in the pipeline. So that made me really panicky, because it's not because they're not handing work to me. It's just that their work has, takes a long time to come through, and their work has a little bit dried up. They're really booming in Finland, but in Central Europe, it's not booming at the moment. So I thought, okay, this gives me an opportunity to grow my own practice, and I don't want to be dependent on any one stream of income. But it kind of was, you know, the last 2 years, a nice constant stream of income.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you another option, though. You and I talked about, let's create those special packages for the people who aren't ERC candidates, who really want to get this kind of level of depth. So you and I should set up a meeting.
Okay.
Do it after Shine, because I'm totally
okay
for that. But with because we get that, and I want to put out there that we have more of that. And some people are not your level. Some people need more of Janet's grandmotherly. Let's take you where you're at, and let's work on the pillars. Whereas others have gone through that, and they need you to dig in. And they are very much in their left brains, and they need that. So we get that all the time, and I want to get more of that.
Okay. Now that would be great. Well, after Shine, that's in November. When is that?
Yeah, November 2nd to 4th.
Okay, so after that, that'd be great. And then hopefully by then, I will have cleared my things, because I spend my whole life preparing for client meetings or following up from client meetings. You know, that's how I spend my
And that time. Would be fine if you were paid appropriately for your prep and your follow-up time.
Exactly. Right? And the formula they came up with at Hinsa is quite good. And so if I spend more time, then that's my, you know,
that's problem. Your thing, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's the first time that somebody says, okay, hands me a client, and they say 6-hour package or an 8-hour package, and there's, you know, only 2 client meetings, only 3 client meetings. And that's great, really great. I did a lab review. This lady did a Dutch test, and they asked me how many hours, and I told them I need 4 hours. And so I've got paid 4 hours, plus a report. And it was great. I mean, I was going to say 2, and I just said, no, I'm going to say 4.
Wow.
And, because there's just a lot, you know, because after that, they need meal plan, they need this, they need that, they need that. And it just covers a lot of the, you know, thing. Yeah. But mostly, I don't do just test reviews. I mean, they have a nutrition, you know, basic nutrition program. But anyhow, so I have to now work on, I figured out a formula for my pricing finally. Which has been very handy and a way to speak to people. So a month would be 350 francs, which would include 2 calls, and people go for that quite easily. So if they want to do a 1-month program, and I've built that into a 3-month program, but the breakdown is 350 for 2.
Okay, so that's 175 per visit. And how long are you spending? I'm going to call you on this here, right? Because you just got finished saying that you just... Yeah. Getting so how much time are you spending pre, during, and post for each of those visits?
Well, you see, that's the problem. If they're starting up with, they're coming in with all their labs, then the beginning month will be a lot of time, you know, depending on how many labs they come in.
So your next step, I'm gonna give you homework. I'll give you one thing to do. I want you to calculate on average, like, you know, here's the simpler ones and here's the most complicated ones. How much time are you spending before, during, and after on each of those 2 visits? Because I still think you're way undercharging for that. Yeah. I wouldn't do 2 visits plus all the pre and the post for 350.
But I mean, it's an easy thing for people to buy, you know.
It is, but that's not the point. That's what we're going to get to, was creating the desire for it.
Okay.
You know, we did this once and I said, I'm not doing one of these for less than $1,000, but nobody will pay for it. Therefore, it'll free my schedule up. I can still look like I'm offering it, so I'm available, but then people will not do it. And then people started paying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1,000 would be better, obviously. But,
yeah, and I think that that's what it needs to be, especially if you're giving them a report, especially yeah. if you're giving them meal plan, if you're giving them that time beforehand to review labs, and then you're getting with them, and then you're going back and reformulating, and then you're getting with them again, add that time up, okay? Yeah. Add that time up, because right. I don't want you getting less than $100 an hour.
Yeah, actually, exactly.
That's from the sounds of it, that's at least 6 hours worth of work.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it is, because if they come with two or three blood tests, they come then with a Dutch test, or they come with a stool test, yes. you know. A lady just contacted me with, you know, archive of tests. And it's just, you know.
Well, you can also frame it, right? Yeah. So it's this is up to X number of functional medicine tests, and then an yeah. additional X dollars for each additional test to be reviewed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then, but I think $700 for something like that would be way more in line.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at what people will do it, especially that's what I want to work with you on today is yeah. What are you going to say in a video, in a script, whatever, we'll write a script for a video that gets them going and, you know, really honing in on, you've probably been to multiple practitioners before. There's a lot of holes. Here's what happens when I look at people who've been to multiple practitioners, haven't gotten it. I'm the one that saw, what did we call you? The health detective. I'm a health detective. I'm going to look deeply at all of these results. I'm going to tie it all together and I'm going to come up with a plan. And then, you know, you're going to be able to go run with that plan. Or if you want my support in implementing that plan, I'll help you to put that in place and we'll set up a reevaluation, because here's the biggest mistake most people make. They do all this testing. They put some stuff into place. And then 2 years later, they're back to where they were because they didn't retest to see if what they did worked. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I could see you creating this basic package. But mm-hmm. then when you're talking to them about that package, you say, or we can do the 4 month plan. That includes a reevaluation at about three months after you started working on the implementation. So maybe it's a 5 month, whatever the length you need. So then we redo the tests and we reevaluate and we create a new plan. So that would be, you know, elongating it. And that price of this is this, the price of this is that. So anyway, this is what I want you to think about. Because yes, it's great. You're charging 350 francs, but if you're spending 6 or 8 hours on it, you're back down to $50 an hour.
Yeah.
You don't deserve $50 an hour. Plumbers make $100 an hour.
So how do I scale it? I mean, I've got to, you know, I guess it depends on number of test results they have or what do I,
Yeah, you can say something like, and we can do up to, this will include the analysis of up to 3 functional medicine tests, you know, because obviously, if you're going after these people who have already been to lots of doctors, they've had lots of testing already, you're going to give me your tests. And what we're going to do is I'm going to help you analyze them. And then we'll come up with, are there additional tests you need? Mm-hmm. And this includes up to this many tests. And then, you know, for each additional test, it's an extra $100 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I think that's a deal. I mean, I'd recommend that to anybody any day.
Yeah, it is a deal for them.
For them, I mean, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, when yeah. somebody in our ERC group who's very new and very young, and he told me about this program he was planning, it was 12 weeks long, and he was going to meet with them one-on-one, and it was for ulcerative colitis, and it was going to be $500. And I'm like, okay, I can send you a gazelle. Are you sure? Because I can send you a lot of people for that, right? Because, hey, $500 to get this complete, like, hand-holding thing for 3 months from this guy who's been there, done that? Mm-hmm. Piece of cake for people who have this kind of serious condition and they are done with bleeding through the rectum and being told mm-hmm. to be on steroids the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what we will work on today. We'll work on getting your languaging so that when you present it, see, so I still hear a hesitation for you. You're pricing it based on what you think they're willing to pay. Mm-hmm. What we need to price it on is based on what you need to get to do a bang up amazing job and actually have money to buy food and pay rent.
May I say something?
Absolutely.
You talked about the plumber and it came into my head very clearly. We pay $100 or whatever for the plumber when the faucet's leaking or the toilet's backed up, whatever, a big need. When we want to do a remodel, we shop around for the cheaper plumber to do the fixture work. We're talking about two different places here of need. So are you going to focus on both of them, or are you going to focus on when they really need you? Are you going to have options for both of them, for the remodel or for when the toilet's plugged up? Which one are you going for? Where do you want to put your interests? That's just what came to me when she said about the plumber. Why would I pay a plumber? Because I got to have it.
The freaking toilet's overflowing in your house stinks. Yes.
No, you're right. I have
one day to have the plumber come out that day because it was a Sunday. And there was just poop all over the place because the damn thing overflowed. I had no choice.
Yeah. I mean, I have two tiers because for people who don't know me and to get them in, sort of a food first approach is just, you know, looking at their diet and maybe if they have one set of labs, I do that sort of as a bonus. So they get to know how I work and then that will lead to a 3-month program. That's sort of the simplest basic.
Okay, that's simple, but it's not, I don't know that that reflects you. So here's what I'm going to just give you what Tony does. Tony does $150. She does a basic lab interpretation. They bring in whatever their most recent labs were from their doctor, you know, their annual physical. She runs it through the blood chem software and she sits with them and explains all the functional imbalances that are in there. And then she signs them up for an ongoing program. That would be more reflective of the way you like to work and where your biggest talents are. Mm-hmm. It's not the diet piece.
Yeah.
Right? And people aren't, they're not as motivated. Labs get them.
Yeah.
Genetics get them. They want that. They want that, you know, customizing and looking in depth. And that's the stuff that other people haven't done. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. They can go online and download Dr. Axe's diet plan for, you know what I'm saying? And they don't see the difference between Dr. Axe's free diet plan or $50 diet plan and what you're providing. So I want your first encounter with them to blow them out of the water.
And so that's a good way of approaching it, like Tony did, is to do like offer a lab review.
A lab review.
Yeah.
Do you know the hidden gems in your lab, your annual physical that the doctor runs and he's missing? What is your doctor missing in these labs that tell me about your nutritional and your overall biochemical status that's going to save you from blah, 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 or is it because going to pinpoint and identify imbalances that are throwing your health out of range and creating these chronic ongoing symptoms? That's an amazing one. And if it's 150 and they get this report, this is a 43-page beautiful, now their reports are gorgeous, right? You can run a report for them. Mm-hmm. And the report tells them so many things that get them going, holy crap, I better do something. It looks like I'm dying, right? Whereas you know, then sit with them and you explain to them what you think are the key things and you give them 1 to 3 items for them to start working on right away. And then you give them, and based on this, these are some other tests that I'd want to see you follow up with. And here's how, if you want to work with, if you were working with me, or you could do the presumptive close if you feel comfortable with it. I don't always feel comfortable with that. When we work together, my next step is going to be I want to run a more in-depth thyroid panel than what was run here because I have a suspicion that you may have an autoimmune thyroid issue. And we're going to deal with that way different than just taking the Synthroid medication that your doctor puts you on. I'd love to help you to go in there and actually, you know, heal the damage. I'd also want to be looking at a Dutch test. The Dutch test is one of my favorite overall tests in the world because it gives me this. It doesn't just tell me what your estrogen level is. It tells me what all the different types of estrogen are. Because if a doctor gives you estrogen based on a blood test being low, he could be putting you in danger. Did you know that? He could be putting you in danger because if your estrogen is all being metabolized to these dangerous forms of estrogen, you're making your health worse. Wouldn't you like to know what all these pieces are? Do you see what I'm saying? Like if you look at the value, and I think the Dutch test, I'm just so thrilled with it because now they have those organic acids. It gives me, it's a great starting point test, right? Mm-hmm. It's an awesome starting point test. You could even have an entry level thing that's a little higher level entry level thing. That's the Dutch test, right? Get the Dutch test. Why you think it's important. You can make a video. You can do a webinar on why that you think the Dutch test is such an amazing test and showing them what you can find with it. When I put that thing up yesterday, I did that during the lab review. I don't know if you were off already, but somebody had a Dutch test. Somebody asked some questions and I said, I think she had only done partial Dutch test. And I just put up somebody else's and I said, here's what I can get. Here's what you get when you do the Dutch complete. And I showed them the little buttons and I said, see this, if we just looked at her estrogen levels in her blood, we might be giving her estrogen. But look, it was going to be metabolized to 4-hydroxy, which is carcinogenic. She already has too much of that. Before we feel comfortable doing that, we need to balance nutritionally, healing the liver, getting the gut balanced so that she no longer has that risk. And when you see that, kind of like we did with Jay, like, don't give him testosterone. He's going to make more estrogen. It's going to make him worse. Mm-hmm. So we look at that and that's what you can do. You are brilliant. You can create a webinar that's just showing them and just showing them a sample report and all the great stuff. And then on top of it, we get these organic acids. So it's like a mini version of the organic acid test. So we know what your B12 status is, much better than running it in the serum. We know what your, what else is in there? Your B6, which is so important for hormone conversions and detox and, you know, immune system and some of the pathways that might be broken, neurotransmitters. We'll know from here, glutathione status. We'll know your oxidative stress. And we'll, you know, you just kind of go through that page and they're like, sign me up. Right. And that's what everybody on that test was saying. Oh, I need a Dutch test. The silver ones who didn't get it as part, the gold ones got it as part of their thing. They're like, oh my God, I better get my test results in now, right? And the silver ones are going, oh yeah, I better get that test done, mm-hmm. right? I would love to be able to offer our people in ERC who are in the silver a package with you that's just, she's going to go over your Dutch test and get a complete workup on what to do as a result. You see what I'm saying? So what is the problem here is that nobody really sees their full value. And I want you to see it so everybody else sees it because hormones and genetics, both of you, right? Testing in genetics and hormones, of course, with Allison, with the menopause, like really getting to them that this isn't just about getting rid of your hot flashes. This is way more involved with the quality of your life overall. And your ability to make money and your ability to da-da-da-da-da. And when we can get that out there and do it with the way you love to do it with a sample genetic interpretation, right? Mm-hmm. I love the fact that this company, I want to look into it, does a 23andMe alternative and then they have all this. So what can you do that showcases that and you have a package that gets them in your stream? By doing a genetic test and getting interpretation. People ask us every day, oh, can I set up an appointment with you to interpret my genetics? I'm like, I don't have the time to do that, right? And what I'd have to charge for it to make it worth my time to take away from other things because I have a big team, I can't afford to do it, right? So what if we had this? And what if you guys were on our list of when people call in and say, this is what I need. And we say, well, you know, we have this program and we'll sign you up for it. And we do the signups for you, mm-hmm. right? If you guys create this stuff, we just mm-hmm. add it to our, when Lynn is talking to somebody about what they need, of course, you know, there's a revenue split, you know, and we work that out, but we just have it on our list and like, okay, let's sign you up for this program. right? And it's one of our offerings. And when we have our new site together, it'll be just one of our offerings there, right? But you got to figure out how are you going to get that out there? Because it's so valuable. Mm-hmm. I totally don't want you to do an initial consult that's you going over their diet. Mm-hmm. It's just not behooving of your skill set. And it's not where you really want to be working. Right?
Yep. Yep.
You get to the point where you're going to farm that piece out to someone else. Mm-hmm. Like in your package where the meal plans, that goes over to whoever loves to do meal plans. Maybe it's Janet, because Janet just got, certified in all this great meal plan. Maybe Janet loves to do that, because I think she does, right? How can we make these interactions between everybody? Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah. Okay.
Helping, making sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's getting rid of my anxiety a bit. So, yeah.
That's what we said before, you know? It was like having a baby, going to college, whatever else you've done that's hard. Mm-hmm. You didn't quit midway through college because it's like, I just can't take another test. I just cannot deal with studying for another exam. I just can't. And you don't quit. Some people do. You guys didn't. Mm-hmm. Right? You went on to get advanced degrees because of that dedication. This is like that too. I didn't get to where I'm at right now overnight, and I didn't get here without a lot of ups and downs. And still, there's still times where when my poor husband gets in the brunt of it, when a whole bunch of stuff happened to him. I'm sick of doing admin work. I'm just so sick of it. I'm going to quit. I'm just going to create a high-end program thing where I'm going to take on 10 clients a year. I'm going to charge them a bunch of money, and I'm going to live on the beach. And that's it. I'm done. Right? That's what I was at a point of. And I'm like, it's not my mission. It's not why I'm here. Right? Mm-hmm. My mission is to really be out there and inspiring more people to actually take care, and more practitioners to do their brilliance and not hide behind that veil of I'm not good enough. We all have the I'm not good enough. I have the I'm not good enough every day. It comes up in some way, shape, or form every day. It's what you do with it. And it's the same thing with your clients. When they come up with, I can't do it, Lisa gave me this thing. It's how do we work with them? And that's how you work with that little child inside of you. Because it's that child energy, trying to please mama and daddy and not being able to, and you're not good enough, you're never good enough, right? Or whatever, your own story is. But you are good enough. Because look out there at the care people are getting in these so-called medical experts. Like yesterday with our person that they've missed for the last 6 years, polycythemia vera. It was like, how did they miss it? All they had to do is put their numbers into my spreadsheet, and it was popping out all over. And she goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have the skills to help people that nobody else is helping in whatever capacity it is. And I don't want Janet, because you're good at labs actually, but that's not where your passion is. You want to teach people this stuff. It's the same, whatever piece of it, Lynn really loves to work on the mindset pieces and all that, whichever piece it is. Is a critical piece that these people are missing, totally missing, because they go in, they get their 10 minute, Allison knows better than anybody, they get their 10 minute look at, maybe in the US they can get up to 15 on some really good insurance plans, but they get the 15 minute, oh, look, high, low, done, oh, that's not too high, don't worry about it, come back in 5 years when you're really sick, or 6 months when you're really sick, and then we'll plug you up. Right? We'll plug the drain after it's overflowing. Don't let's just fix the leak before it overflows. Okay? And I don't mean, I'm just so passionate about this, and I see so much talent in all of you. And I want to help you past that. And that's what we'll do today. So breathe. I'll be much more gentle as we go through. But I see, when I hear you saying that, oh yeah, I'm going to charge $350. I'm like, ah! Don't. Right? Okay? Easy for you to set up, and easy to inhale to, and I'll help you with the specifics of it, of setting up that package. So think about what that ideal first package is. Let's just do it as a nutrigenomics evaluation. Let's just do it as using the blood chem software to talk to them about it. And then how do we get them into the next step? So there's three pieces here. The easy piece is what that package looks like. That's the easy part. The second piece is, how do I flow them from that into my high-end service, my ongoing service, or a group program that's more leveraged, right? Two different ways you can package it, but don't worry that you don't have a group program that's more leveraged. You do have a VIP capacity to do a VIP day or a VIP package. Then how do you get them into that? And the getting into that, I want you to use what you do best, what you're most passionate about. For me, it's teaching the stuff. It's just like teaching them all the nuances that they're missing, and they go, okay, sign me up, right? So how do you do that? What's that webinar look like, that training look like, that you can do live a few times, but then you can automate and put it in an ever webinar type platform so that when they come to your site and they sign up for your freebie, they automatically go, oh, would you like to know how you can use your standard blood chemistry that your doctor does every year, all the gems that they're missing, or how you can look at your genetics, or how you can look at, you know, what's going on with you in menopause. That's the driving piece, right? And you get that, and then you make it happen, and then it happens on an ongoing basis, right? But you're going to do it live a bunch before you really see what that magic formula is. Is that making sense? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Focus on what you're passionate about and what you're best at. Okay? All right. Anything else, Lisa? That I just...
No.
Okay, I'm going to just have a page for each of you so I can make more notes. So, Allison.
Hello, we all benefited from that, honestly.
Sometimes I have no idea where any of this stuff comes
when
from.
When you get on a roll. I only recorded part of it, so.
It's recorded.
Right. So like Lisa, I'm overwhelmed. Lynn knows we've just had a farm come up for sale in Devon that we've been waiting for 20 years. And it's 1.5 million. So it's another why. Oh my goodness. It's got a function barn in it. I mean, I could hold retreats there. Anyway, that aside, before I go off on another bright, shiny object thing, I have appointed a VA. Yay!
Yay!
Somebody who's trained in Coach's Console. I've used her before for a short period that I wasn't particularly satisfied with, but she's usually $50 an hour, and she sent an email around to her previous clients there offering, I don't know, 15 hours for $15 an hour. So I snapped it up because most of the people who are trained in that system charge $50 an hour. So 15, I wasn't going to wait. And we had a...
So just an insert right here, because I want you to learn to observe what people are doing. So she's offering you 15 hours at $15 an hour. You know, with VA services, that goes quickly. And she's going to have an ongoing offer.
Yeah.
Right? So this is her, what do you call it when you don't make any money, lead?
Lead.
It's lead, yeah. But it's they call it a loss leader. This is her loss leader.
Yeah.
And it's going to lead into something else. And some percentage of the people that take this are going to go. And it's the same thing with your loss leader. $150 to really analyze their stuff. It's probably a loss leader, right? Mm-hmm. And what's next after that? And a percentage of them, you're counting on not all of them, you're counting on some percentage, whether it's 10% or 20%. And we can do some calculations there and project so we can get, like, what do you want your monthly income to be? But anyway, I just want you to observe it and watch as she's going through this. And as you get close to your end of that, watch how she does it. Mm-hmm. All right. See if she's really skilled at it and you want to model her, or she sucked at it and you know, that's the way I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Good job though. 15 hours at $15 an hour is awesome.
And we had a Zoom call, and although she'd worked with me before, she didn't really get my vision. So now she's seen all the things that I see for my business. She's really excited about it. And that's always good when we get a VA who's excited about our work, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
So that's good. I've just texted an old VA in the UK who has been at home looking after her mother and I'm hoping will do some of my follow-ups for me, because this has got ridiculous. I've been stuck for so long, and yet again I've booked a Hove clinic tomorrow morning and I haven't phoned anybody to fill it, even though I've had people asking me for appointments. It's just ridiculous. So I'm stuck in many ways in the same places as the rest of us. I'm inspired by the high-end programs thing. I'm inspired by VIP days, and I was the idea of holding a low-end workshop, which can be virtual or in person, and can be led into through either a video series or a free talks, just to fill it. And that even if I don't get that much for the group workshop, if it leads into people working with me, that's a really great way forward. And I know that speaking has to be the way forward. Now, another thing that I've been doing, as you know, and just a couple of people know, is that I've been building a Shopify store for my network marketing company, and including my some of my small packages on there. But yeah, I'm not very far with that. But it has inspired me to look at Instagram. And on Instagram, there are several UK functional medicine doctors who work privately and have a high profile on Instagram. So I'm no longer the only one. So I've got to get moving. Yeah. I cannot sit on my laurels anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. And because I've been afraid of the way the GMC would look at it, other people have gone ahead of me. Friend of mine who is a nutritional therapist recently did the IFM, the Institute for Functional Medicine course. They do it once a year in the UK. And she did it in London last weekend, and she said it was inspiring how many GPs were on it. Mm. Now, most of those GPs won't be planning to work privately, but some will.
Yeah.
But what I've got is different because of all this work I've done on online. Very few of them are thinking in online terms. They're just thinking in traditional private clinic line. And so I can create the leverage that they can't, because I see the light. I understand leverage, and I know that I want to make it so that I'm reaching more people who can't afford my high-end stuff, and then leading in that some people will afford my high-end stuff. And, you know, I get the vision, and I'm passionate about it. And every day in general practice, these 10-minute appointments, people walk away. I got another testimonial on my NHS website again this week. She put it on the same day as she saw me. I'm inspiring people every day. I'm changing lives every day. I'm also preventing people from dying every day. But I have to have a way to offer them something free that then gets them onto my mailing so that there's an opportunity in the future to sell them something.
Yes, absolutely.
I sent one email last week, not a newsletter, and I got some responses. But that was just simply about one particular thing. That was a talk we had with Usana Sunday a week ago. So a week ago today. So I did send one, but that's the first thing I've sent out since May. Ridiculous when I'm getting 2 fantastic blog posts posted a week. And there's a lot to share.
So
there's a lot of science to share, and there's a lot of more accessible stuff to share. So on each, but newsletters aren't being opened very much.
Nobody opens newsletters. So
yeah, and all of my emails from the marketers now are in the format of emails and not in the format of newsletters.
Exactly.
They may be long emails. And I noticed that these people on Instagram are posting really long posts in Instagram with their nice picture. And I just sort of think, oh, my God, it's just another thing to learn, another thing to learn to write, you know. It's just too much, you know. But
yeah, so here's the thing, right? We have to learn to look at our equity. We have to learn to look at what you have. What blog posts can be taken and created into a long Instagram or Facebook post, because I'm noticing that too. Even the sponsored ads are, you have to click more to, and they're getting you in, and it's with connection. It's with, I get you. I want to help you. Here's my story. So this is a really good thing to be observing. And also, what do you have already? What handouts, Lisa, I know you have a huge amount of handouts. What blog posts have you posted before that you could take out, tweak the words a little bit, and put out there as an Instagram post, right? Or a Facebook post or a YouTube video, right? Get it Temi transcribed and then create the script for a video and do the video. Because I think that's where people are going.
Yeah.
So it's good observation.
Yeah, definitely the way to go.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm not afraid of videos. I just hesitate to do them because I feel I've got to be more organized before I can do them. You know, all the procrastination comes up. Because when I did do lots of Facebook Lives, they were all pretty random. They were, oh, I'd like to share with people about the importance of water, so I'll just do a quick Facebook Live, Dr. Ali's hormone success tips on water, you know. And it's amazing how many people still don't get it about water. Quite incredible.
Yeah. And I think it's really an issue of, so there's this something in between the random with no call to action, with no clear path, and the real formal, like, you know, script and lights and all that, somewhere in between where you can create a video that does talk about water. I've been working with people, and as you know, I work in the NHS. I do some locums, and I also work in my functional medicine practice. And what I'm seeing is that the value of something simple as water. Don't shut this off right now. I know you're thinking, oh, water, that's too boring. Don't shut it off, because let me tell you a little bit about what critical functions in your body will not happen if you're not properly hydrated. And it's not just about drinking more water. It's about getting your body to absorb more water. Do I have your attention? Listen up, right? And then you do blah, 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 a call to action. I have a more detailed presentation on all the factors that tie into hormone balance. You know, you can watch it here and send them to your blog, send them to YouTube channel, whatever, right? Where that is a call to action to get them on your list. And what they're finding now, which is surprising, is we used to just say, send them off to opt in to get everything. But from Facebook, especially if you start to get it going around and these aren't people that know you, they're hesitant to put their name and email address in. But they will go to the blog where you talk about it, and then you at the end of the blog or off to the side of the blog or a pop-up on the blog or all three. Let me grab some water. Or all three. Then you have the call to action because you've created some good content and they trust you and they want more. I can't tell you how many times I've opted in for something that if it was just on Facebook and it said opt in to get my free whatever, that I wouldn't have done it. But when I went and I watched either the video or read the article or skimmed the article, I'm like, wow, oh, and they have this downloadable, the XYZ tips to whatever, then I did it because I felt a little bit more comfortable. And you don't want to do it like some of these really like cram it down your throat marketers that you get there and they're trying to sell you their boat and their car and their kitchen sink, right? But you can use that strategy from your Facebook Lives, from your posts, always call to action that gives them something more, that doesn't create that, oh, she's just trying to sell me something thing, right? She's trying to get my name so she can write to me every day. Send them to something that's free, that's quick, that's tips, you know, and maybe like for a particular thing related to, say, the water and menopause. Did you know that, you know, lack of water contributes to menopause symptoms? Like, are you dealing with that sweating every night? You know, you probably need like an extra quart of water because you're sweating away so much of it at night. Let's just really look at this and be real. And then you send them to an article or a tip sheet or something that's free on your website, which then has a call to action. Okay. And you have so much content already. Plus you have a lot of those things you've bought that you have the reproduction rights to. Yeah. Yeah. One thing at a time though.
Surely not.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking when I was walking the dogs, I've just got to decide what order to do this stuff on.
Yes. I'm and then stick with it. Now. Number one, follow up with these poor people that want you, that already told you they want you, that you're just leaving them hanging, and you created a need and they're going to go find somebody else that's going to do it. And especially now if the IFM's coming there and there's more people doing it, Well, Allie didn't call me back, but oh, look at this guy over here, John Smith over here. He offers that too. Let me get in touch with him. Right? So your top priority is getting in touch with all those people. And maybe it's just offering them a free one-on-one, a free webinar. You reached out to me at this conference. You wanted to know what it was like to work with me one-on-one to solve these problems. I'm hosting a webinar, XYZ, or maybe you don't even mention the one-on-one to solve these problems. You mentioned this, you signed up because you want to solve this problem. I'm hosting a webinar where I'm going to go in more depth than I could have at the event you attended or whatever. And let me share this with you. And it's going to be on here. And don't worry if you can't make it live. I will offer you a replay. Just register here. And then you follow up. You use every webinar to follow it up. And when the replay, don't just send them to a replay. Because then they won't watch it. You send them to a replay that they have to sign up to pick one of three dates to sign up for. Then they watch it and they actually sign up. And I learned this. Well, I learned it the hard way, years of not doing it and then doing it for this webinar we did over the summer. And I'm watching people sign up for my 2-day live stream from just watching the webinar, right? And they knew they were watching it and getting to the end because they were going, well, at the end you said it was 47 and why does it say 97? Is there? So I had to reprogram it and say, use this coupon to get it because I didn't want to deal with the help desk. So they do watch it when you give them a time, right? As opposed to
I've noticed this trend. It's frustrating when the three times given a time to buy can't actually make. And I found that really frustrating. But I do get that it's not just going to sit on their hard drive or
right.
way, you know.
And so then you can follow up with them, though, because you've got them in there. And you can say, hey, I noticed you didn't get it. Were the times not good for you? And then you can even follow up with, we actually have I don't know. There's ways to do it. There's the just-in-time feature. So they show up, and it's like just-in-time. It'll give them a time that's 15 minutes from when it is right then, right? Or they can watch it. I've been lately trying different things, and I don't know what's going to work the best, but give them a time that's just-in-time. Or then I pick three times during the day that will, like a morning, afternoon, and evening, over the next 3 days. And so they can pick that. So there's ways we can talk about the strategies, but I think you have to test it because I understand that. And maybe there's a way to put in a click here if none of these times work for you and we'll see if we can, you know, arrange something, that kind of thing. Or click here to go to this survey to see what time works best. And then you can just send them a link and say, hey, this is working at this time or something, right? But for the most part, they do watch them. A lot more than they watch the replays and they sign up from them because very few people sign up from the replays.
And do you use lead pages to create that with the timed?
Ever webinar to create that.
Ever webinar.
Yeah, it costs like, I think it's between $200 and $500 a year. I don't remember the exact price. Very reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah. There are others that are more expensive that have more of a monthly fee, but every webinar is very reasonable and it works.
Yeah. Do you have an affiliate link for that rather than me just going and Googling it?
Probably. I can log into my, let me write that down, affiliate.
Maybe make sure you post it and then I won't search for it until you post it on the NEFA group. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm sure I do, but I just, you know, I'm so bad about that. I leave thousands of dollars on the table that I could be collecting in affiliate fees for what I recommend. But
I'll have to pay the same, so I might as well pay some of it to you.
Yeah, you might as well give me some of it. Okay, good. Yeah, it would be great. Because that's what ongoing, that's what you want to end up with. But you want to do them live several times first.
Yeah.
Right? And get really good at it and feel like, wow, this one converted well. But I've, in the last few months, I haven't had time. Okay, so in the past I've used, I'm going to just show you where I'm at with the same procrastination as you guys. In the past, I've gone, oh, well, I don't have time to redo that webinar. And it wasn't good the first time. I really didn't like certain things about it the first time. So I'm not going to put it as an ever webinar. And then this summer I said, I don't have time to do it again. I wanted to do it again, but I don't have time. So I'm just going to throw it up there and see what happens. And the first time, for the first 2 weeks I put it up there, maybe three, I didn't even edit any of the back end. So they saw the complete offer. And if you sign up before the end of the thing, and you know, and so they knew what specials were, and they were all asking about the specials. I eventually went back in and took that out, but I just took imperfect action, right? Take imperfect action, collect the customers, the money, whatever else is going to come your way by taking the imperfect action, and then go back and perfect it. Right? You guys know what I did my very first online program, other than Green Cleanse. Well, Green Cleanse was another haphazard. I just said, I'm going to offer a program on the webinar I just put out there tonight. What should it be? I don't know. I don't have a sales page for it. I don't have anything. Create a shopping cart link. It's $97. I didn't know the name of it. I didn't know what it was going to be called. I just went and did this thing. And I said, look, I would really like to work with you. And it was lab, you know, really going into the lab. I've given you some of that, Lisa, I've shown you, you know, when you wanted to look at that. But I'm just going to learn, teach you how to be empowered to read your own labs. And it's going to be $97, and sign up here for it. And if you sign up now before we actually have a page that describes it, you're going to get this great deal. It's $97. And 35 people on the call out of 100 signed up for it. And then I said, you know what? And I'm going to offer six of you the opportunity to work with me and get one-on-ones for the next 6 months, once a month for the next 6 months. So I'll go through it. You'll go through the program and you'll get, and it's going to be $1,000 instead of 97. Six people maximum that I asked for signed up for it. I walked away from that call having made $10,000. And I was like, what just happened? What just happened? I don't even know what this program is. I don't know how long it is. I don't have any sessions, but I so was passionate about the results that they were going to get that they didn't care whether it was 5 webinars, 10 webinars, 20 PDFs, this or that. They didn't care. They just knew that they wanted what I, you know, like that scene in Sleepless in Seattle. I don't know what, but I want what she's having. Right? They just knew they wanted what I was offering. And that's the kind of passion I want you to do. Now, I don't recommend doing it that way. I know, you know, for some of you, that is like too unnerving. It was kind of unnerving for me creating it as I went along. But the point was, over the course of that, I ended up raising it to $197. A week later, did another webinar, got another $35. And a week later, I raised it to $297 and got another. And we ended up with 108 people. I remember the number exactly. I made over $20,000. On this one program that I hadn't even created yet. But I took the chance. I took very imperfect action. Very imperfect action. And people loved it. And some of them have become our, you know, our tribe that buys everything that I do from there on in. Right? I want your passion. I want to see your passion about what you're doing. And you can be more, you know, you can be more focused than I was. You can know how many, and I can teach you how to structure it. I've learned a lot since then. But the point is, take imperfect action. Just do a webinar and say, I'm going to be doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes.
Okay.
And I need to do a 3-day event, which needs to be online.
Yeah, 3 days might be a little bit overdoing it. Let's start with a 1-day.
Okay.
Let's just start with the 1-day. See, you're just so much like me. It's scary because I feel like I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, don't do it. I did that. I did it. It's too much work. Scary. Okay. We're going to start with small. 3-day event. Like I did this 3-day event back in 2013. That was my first SIV. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I offered it as a, holy cow. I was crazy. I offered it as a bonus for them signing up for Before Be Gone. And I'm like, holy crap, I have to actually do this. I just offered this to, and 100 people bought it. So I have to do this. And I figured it out. So that's a little stressful, okay? But you don't have to be quite as extemporaneous. But don't do a 3-day, do a 1-day. And now that I'm learning how to do these online and offering it, you know, the 2-day is probably the ideal, but play with the 1-day to offer a lower price program. I offered a 2-day and offered 5,000, 10,000, or 15,000 as the price points with like $1,000 off the low end, or if $800 off the first one, $1,000 off the second, and $1,500 off the third one, thinking, what do I have to lose? I've put so little effort into this so far. The program's already done. I'm going to improve it. And it was the best ever. So 2 days, you don't need 3 days online is probably way too much. the beauty of 2 days, it's you can do it as a Saturday, Sunday. Whereas yeah. 3 days, you have to pull a weekday out, which makes it harder for people to actually attend. So then you go, which do I do? The first day or the last day do I make the weekday? Well, if it's Friday, then a lot of people are going to miss that. They're going to miss that intimacy and the connection that you would have established. If it's the third day, they're going to miss a lot of the, like, let's get you in this program connection stuff, right? So 2 days is perfect, and we could start with one. I'm going to experiment with one as well. Okay? We don't have to eat the whole elephant. We can just go a bite at a time. Okay? And
yeah.
I just want you to commit to some small actions. Like Lisa said, don't give me too many. Can you handle one?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I don't know where this is coming from today, but I feel like I'm being a little crazy with you guys.
That's all right. We love crazy.
But it's just so brewing in me because I want to see you. I'm like, this inaction is killing me. Right? I want to see some action. Okay, Janet. Now that Janet's going, why did I sign up for this today? Why am I here?
Well, actually, I've been on and off with my video because it was a perfect day at the beach. It's going to be 70 here on the coast, which is unheard of in October, even in the summer sometimes. And I've been invited to go with a group that is hiking the Pacific Coast Trail. But I told them I wanted the back end of it because the tides are real high and I can't climb the rock cliffs.
Oh.
So I'm taking the last span, which is around 11:30, 12:30 to leave. To
and that's
go
Pacific 11:30, 12:30. So that's
yeah.
11:30 would be 1:30 here, 1:30. Okay. So let's get going.
So I got some time.
Yeah.
So I have been doing some serious reevaluating because for the last 2 or 3 years, I've just kind of been here and there, travel, do whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've decided that I need to focus. I need to focus on a place to settle because a lot of my energy is in travel and constant moving.
Yeah.
Packing and go, this ticket, that ticket, finding a place to stay. So I'm focusing on finding a place here on the coast. So that's right. the big thing I'm focusing on. So my time isn't spent and my energy spent moving. So, and then the second thing I'm focusing on is my work. It had been travel and work, and then we didn't have any fun in there. So I'm trying to get some fun in today.
Travel's supposed to be fun, not, yeah.
Yes. So some of my questions have already been answered, just like Allison said, just listening. Because when we talked about the plumber, it occurred to me that I am not the triage ER, you know, research person. I'm the remodel.
Yeah.
And the name of my website is called Living Redefined.
Beautiful.
So it's already set up that way. I guess I already knew what I wanted to do. But what I really want is to keep in contact with all of you because people I come in contact with are going to need deep lab reading and hormone consulting and different types of programs that I'm familiar with. You know, I read labs. I love doing Dutch tests and a lot of those others. But when I do the broad remodel, it's a lot different. And everyone knows if you've ever done a remodel, you have no idea when you take that wall out what you're going to find. It could be nothing. It could be take out. It could be dry rot. It could be termites. It could be foundation work. It could be insulation. Who knows? And this all is tied right into our health work. So it's a big job, but I need resources and affiliate programs to work with to do it. So getting back to a little closer focus is setting up my website a little more clearly. I did spend some time on Pender Island this summer with staff.
Oh, yay! Her.
So I got pretty well set up with a website, got some things done on it, then kind of let it go because I was working on this and that. Now I'm going back into it and being a little more defined with the areas that I'm going to be presenting to them so they can choose packages or choose an area, but let them know what I'm about. So this is for the people that are so sick and tired of getting their annual checkup and hearing the same thing. You've got to lose more weight. You've got to exercise. You've got to watch what you're eating, and no definitive roadmap for them to use. And what does that mean? And maybe they are exercising what they need to. Maybe that they're at their max for that. They're good. Let's look at something else. So that's what I'm offering to people. Of course, when we all still talk about clicks and funnels and all those kinds of things, my eyes still cross and roll back in my head. So I'm, you know, I am a little bit better. Lynn's helping me. I uploaded my YouTube video and got it set in for Laura, and whew, that was an effort, but I'm getting there.
Okay.
But again, I have some focuses before I complete this because my energy is still unmoving. And so I'm going with the realtor I did the other day. I'm with another realtor tomorrow, finding out where I'm going to be. I have not let go of, are you writing your grandchildren's obituary? I think that is still huge. It comes back every time I start writing goals and purposes and why and value down. It's a really big one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still having people getting in touch with me on the foundations part. So mm-hmm. I decided I would set that up as my base foundation, and then I can hit this other topic as I am more settled with everything. I guess I'm talking about foundation and settling and all those things to build on.
Yeah.
Personally, business-wise, everything.
Yeah. Okay. I love that you want to, that because that has that big why to it, and I felt like a strong connection with the obituary piece.
Yes.
And I also see that if we can get that foundation established for you, right, that you have this program to move people into, that could be another avenue to
yes.
bring them in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the writing the grandchildren's obituary, right, is that they have crappy habits and grandkids come to visit them. That's what the grandkids are going to model, right? Mm-hmm. So if they're doing this stuff with the intention of their grandchildren, but here's the thing, right? We get them in with what they want and we give them what they need. Mm-hmm. So realizing that in order to create an environment where their grandchildren are going to thrive when they come to grandma's house, is the same environment that they need for them to thrive into being, you know, going into as they age, not going down the slope this way, but maintaining a really nice high level of health.
Mm-hmm.
The teaching by example, because they can't have grandkids come over and sit down with them and make them all these nice treats and do all this wonderful stuff with them and then let the kids leave and then they sit down to their, you know, bacon and eggs and cheeseburger dinners.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
You have something to add to that.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just jump in here real quick. And some of you may have seen this little video going around on Facebook where mom's rules against grandma's rules, and grandma's wearing this t-shirt that says, you know, I serve chocolate chip cookies, and the mom pulls out this book that says, you know, look, I said right here, no sugar, and bedtime is here and these things. And grandma goes, well, I'm telling you, when they come to my house, we have cookies and ice cream, and it's like, and it's, you know. And then the dad comes in and he goes, I'm here to support my wife. And she goes, oh, that's good. I made chocolate chip cookies and they're in the kitchen. Chocolate chip cookies. And he gets up and runs. And it's, so what you're presenting, Janet, is showing how grandma and mom and dad can work together to bring, to support what's in the best interest of this child. And not create a conflict of grandma against parents. And I just would love to see you do that.
I would love that too. And I know, you know, what came up to me as you were saying that is grandma wants to be seen as the fun one, the one that provides this great fun. And what we've equated in our society is fun and crappy habits. And you, as if you can't have fun without destroying your body. And a friend of mine posted something like that. Like, why is it that all the healthy food, she was posting a picture of her dinner or something. Why is it that all the healthy food tastes like crap and all the stuff that's bad for me is the one stuff that tastes good? I tried to get a healthy meal and blah, blah, blah. It backfired. And here's what I ended up instead. You know, she put up a picture of a martini or something. And it was like, really, you know, we need to break that mold, right? We need to show them that fun means this, and fun means having the energy and the stamina and the creativity and the ability to just work into our old age, whatever that old age might be, 120, 150. you know, that's what we want to equate. So grandma is fun could be one of the things, you know, coming to grandma's is fun. It's also right. Something that's going to prolong your fun for the rest of your life.
Well, and it's a huge learning curve because the grandparents that are in their 70 and 80s, that's going to be a real issue to try and move that dial with them because they don't know how to do anything else. And learning it takes a lot of energy. They don't have it. So I have to focus a little bit on grandparents that are coming up and great grandparents. But the article that I read in AARP the other day was a comment about connecting the parents, the grandparents and the grandkids, is that grandpa made his appointment to see the doctor with the same time his grandson did so they could get their insulin checked at the same time. This is not a fun activity. This is not the connectivity that we want with grandparents and grandchildren.
No.
But this is a huge percentage. This is a statistic that is huge out there. This is their time together. And they probably go out and have a treat on the way home.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And then they shoot up to accommodate for the sugar surge.
So we all know it's there. We're aware of it. But I really feel like I need the foundations, the material that you've laid for foundations so that's what I'm building on. If I start with, you know, writing their grandchildren's obituary, I have to have a big store, very solid, to bring them to stand on with me. I can't start out with this huge, and I'll get a lot of attention with that. I'll bring in a lot, but I have to have a very strong base.
Yeah, and I think fun, right? We're starting now with the pillars with fun, and I think it's a great thing to do. It just happened to come out that way because the F was, you know. But I think that if you can do that, because grandparents and that's the whole point. Come to grandma's house and have fun. Mm-hmm. Screw the stuffy rules, right? So you can create, here's how to have healthy fun with your grandkids. And you can be educating them from there. And you can tie food fun, fitness fun, cleaning up the environment. I mean, all those different pieces, every pillar can have something tied back to fun. And that could be one program. That's all you do.
Yeah. But it's called Breaking All the Rules. I have some titles on it.
All right. I love it. I think it's a great way to go. Now, here's the thing we all need to know. When you are going out and doing marketing and getting people in, one of the things you said was, oh, these people, it's hard, right? So there's, if you look at 100% pool of all the people who need our services, right? There's about 3% of them that want them and are actively looking for them, right? And we could start by marketing to them because it's the low hanging fruit, right? But it's only 3%. The next, say, I don't know what the specifics are. Somebody did these numbers, but the next like 27%. Right? 20 whatever percent. These people know they have the problem and they want to fix it, but they're not really looking at this point. But they know that, yeah, I need to get this health in order. Yeah, I can't believe I keep giving my kids the crap and they have all these ADD problems and I keep reading this stuff. But they don't really they don't really have, they're not actively looking for a solution, but when they see it, they'll recognize it, right? So that's our next set of low-hanging fruit. The next whatever number it is, right? This is all going to add up to 100. It's 30-something. That comes up with is the people who don't realize they have the problem, but suddenly they go, oh yeah, that does happen to me when the kids come over. Oh yeah, and mom always says that when I send them back, they're, you know, in a holy nightmare, or their insulin needs go up, or whatever, whatever. And so you're creating education for that group. And then there's the ones that no matter what you say or do, they're, you know, AMA, pharmaceutical, ADA, they're never going to change no matter what you do. Let's just dump those folks, right? We're not going to appeal to them because those people, but you've got 70% of all the people who could use your services that you can create marketing to. Does that make sense?
Yes. And you know who does this very well? I don't know if you have Les Schwab Tires in Austin. I don't know. We have, it's a tire company here. It's very large. Yeah. Les Schwab will come out and change your tires so you can get into the shop. If you come in and you have a flat tire, they will fix the tire. Then you're in their computer. They send you a reminder when your tires need to be changed or rotated or get the tires put on for the snow season. They've made it easy for you to take care of your tires by them helping you. They've already set up the program. I want a program here that says, yes, you need to look at your cholesterol, and here's how we're going to be able to take care of that. This way of, you were talking to Lisa about getting, or and everyone almost, about having something that's free to come in. They fix all these tires for free, but I know when I need to have my tires checked, I'll find a Les Schwab's. Mm-hmm. I'm in their computer or anywhere. Right. And they know what I've got, what kind it is, when they were last rotated. They know the whole thing. I'm not going that far with them.
No, but I
they
love
have offered
energy.
A full, so not great. Just.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they have the loyalty to Les Schwab because he came out and saved me when I was out on the, when my tire was dead. And then, right? And they didn't realize that they needed someone to manage their tire situation. But this group took it over. And now they're going, oh, reminder, reminder, reminder. And then they come in and do the services. So I love this and just keep thinking on it because I think you can do some amazing stuff with this. And it's thinking about what can you offer them, like what kind of education that you can offer them that says fun, you know, the fun and the grandma visits, they don't have to be fun and also hurting them. You know what I'm saying? So something right. along those lines, it's maybe a 30-minute webinar that leads them into the next step. And then you have the ability to keep writing to them and introducing them. Does this make
exactly.
sense?
Right? Exactly.
That might appeal to, so the people who go, oh God, the kids come over and every time they do, they're sicker. Mom says they get sick the next week and whatever, their ADD is worse. They're needing more insulin. Those are the people that are looking for, they're kind of aware of it and looking for the solution. They may fall in those first two categories. Mm-hmm. And then the next piece is, how do you appeal to these? Did you ever notice that, you know, kids are more, that you're having a great time with them, but, you know, have you been reading? Have you been noticing that the sugar is doing this and the saturated fat's doing that and that, and you're educating them. And then you get them into the same webinar, but the entry marketing is going to be a little different to get them in. You know, maybe the free download that you do to get them in, or the blog post or whatever that you use to get them in, is going to appeal to them slightly differently depending on which of the states of awareness they're in. Right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean we have to set up three separate marketing funnels and all this stuff that can feel overwhelming. It just means
right.
getting in there and going, hey, we're going to do, let's have fun at grandma's house. Let's stop writing our kids' obituary. That, you know, that's going to appeal to a certain group of those. But maybe not all the groups of those.
Well, no. We always have those percentages. We all wait till it's broke. We all wait till we have a flat tire before we pay attention.
That's right. That's right.
The people that come specifically to us are those that are really, really sick. and can't find the help. Getting to those before they get, that's a really tricky target group. But boy, our healthcare system is breaking with those people coming up fast and furious.
Yeah. It's breaking us financially. All of us, just us that, you know, that we're still hurt by it because of the way that the financial system pays them, because of the insurance model, because of the services, the Medicare and all that. I mean, the billions of dollars that are spent on fixing the flat tires is horrific. And creating education, I'll go back to the tire model and you can figure out how to do it for each of your niches, but creating that, wait a minute. Like, do you really want to go out on these bald tires when you're heading out on this trip? And what's the downside of having a flat tire when you're on the way home at midnight from some location and you're stuck on a dirt road and you got a flat tire? Would you like to prevent that?
Or in LA traffic. That's scary.
In LA traffic, that's even scarier, right? Right? So it's like, how do we create that for each of these niches? Right? How do we create that? Oh no, I don't want to be there. Do you want to come to see me after you've had your first heart attack? Or would you like me to look at your blood work, look at your genes, really show you how the what's showing up now may be predicting a heart attack 6 months, a year down the road, right? And teaching them the value of prevention. And I love the analogy with the car, because I think that a lot of people can get into that, because everybody does take their car in for their maintenance. Most people do, right? You take the car in to get the tires checked, to get things going. You're about to go on a trip. You go in and have the whole thing, you know, checked out to make sure it works. But what about this? What about this? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how we can predict things in your blood, in your overall symptomatology, that says, yeah, it could be, we don't know how much time you have. I wish my mother had gotten this. I mean, she didn't have any warnings. She just died, right? What if we could have prevented that? What if we would have done an advanced lipid panel, looked at her genetics, seen all the insulin resistance stuff, and the doctor had sat her down and said, look, I know you're feeling good now. I know you've only had minor things like a skin cancer or a gallbladder or whatever. But those are the tip of the iceberg, honey. Look at this. You know, that's the way the doctors talk to them then, honey. Look at this. Look at what this else can be. I've had people who've had your situation and then they drop dead of a heart attack. 50% of males, 67% of females, their first indication of heart disease is death. This is a very alarming statistic. And with kids, right? How many kids are dropping dead on football fields, right? Because nobody's paying attention to this stuff. How many kids are developing cancer and diabetes? Because nobody's paying attention to this. So we don't want to go with fear. We want to go with empowerment. But you got to build in a little bit of that fear. Like, I'm not invincible. Make sense? I love it. I love your analogy. You're so good with analogies, and I'd love to see you build those analogies in.
Well, I think I'm on the right track with, I was so frustrated, and you know this, that I was running out of time to do all the things I wanted to do, and I had to step back and say, where is my time spent? And too much of my time is spent packing my suitcase and packing the car.
I hear you.
So now I have to pull back so my time can be spent on this. I have the ideas. You've given a lot of help with moving forward with them. Technology is something I just have to learn more. That's something that I haven't learned enough yet.
I disagree. I'm gonna very firmly disagree.
Okay.
I don't want you spending your time learning technology. I want you to spend your time learning how to use the sites that have people that you can hire to do the technology for you. That's not a good use of your time. Technology comes easy to me. I don't have to learn anything. It takes me 30 seconds to learn a new software. That's the way my brain works. I have a master's in computer science. That's why, right? It's easier for me to just do it myself than to find somebody to do it. That's not the case for you. I want to see you getting out there and then finding the right people to do it for you.
Well, it feels a lot better because I really don't like doing it.
No, and it's going to take you forever to figure it out. And I don't want that. I don't want you spending your time there.
Right. I am 71, but my mother's 101, so I have a ways to go.
You have some time to go. I think it's awesome.
I think 100.
Do you want to spend 20, I might 30, part of that 30 years or 50 years or 100 years, whatever you have remaining in your life, do you want to spend part of it learning technology? When you think about learning technology, what do you, where do you feel that in your body?
Oh, I just clench up all over. There's not a part of me that doesn't say no, no, no.
Done. It's done.
Everything. Oh, it's no.
When I say, no. I want you to figure out how to make the right connections to find people that can do the technology for you so you can focus on service delivery. How do you feel?
Very good. That's going to be right up there with finding the house.
Okay.
House and tech.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it? Okay, good. Phew. Let's take a quick break. We've been doing this for 2 hours now. And then, you know, maybe is 15 minutes enough to come back, get some water, go to the bathroom, walk around, get some fresh air if there is some to have. And then we'll get back in about, 101. Let's get back about 1:15, which is whatever that is on your coasts and your countries. Is that good? And then we'll go through and we'll really hone in on this. I hope this was helpful. Was this helpful? Yes? Okay, good. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. I'll stop the recording, and I'm going to put my record reminder back up on my screen, wherever it might have gone. I'll write another one because I don't want to forget to start the recording again. So if anybody, when we come back, doesn't see the recording thing up there, just say, start the recording. Okay, stop. Yes.